keeping an open mind. We can never be right about everything, but the opposite is also true. We can never be entirely wrong. One of the problems I have mentioned from time to time is the fact sometimes researchers and scientists don't have a completely open mind. I have always believed every avenue which can exist should be explored, and also even those that seem quite improbable. On the other hand, should scientists be allowed to do things which might put us in danger? We have seen an example of this with the COVID virus. No matter what we are told, the truth is it came from a Chinese laboratory. Saying it came from a market outside the building when the virus was being experimented in that building is just too much of a coincidence. I also think we should begin looking for proof of life on Mars. I know what you are going to say, we have been doing it for years, but I am not talking about microbes. There have been a lot of objects on Mars which look like artifacts, and it is time for science to acknowledge the fact they are at least going to look for them. I also think they probably have already found some, but are yet to admit it. How many times have investigators magnified NASA photos of the different landscapes of Mars and found objects which look to have been made by intelligent creatures? It has happened quite a few times, and it is interesting to note we seem to be staying away from the Cydonia region on Mars, where many believe the greatest chance of finding artifacts is. There also have been objects which seem to be parts of structures which have been found. Lately we have been talking about many moons in our solar system which seem to have water on them. It is usually said to be under ice. Some scientists have been working on ways to explore these waters, but that will be many years away. Could there be intelligent life on some or all of these moons which lives in water? Here is where the open mind comes into play. We must believe this is possible, not that it has to be true, but we have to give the theory a chance. If we find intelligent life on an ocean moon, this just might prove it just might have an opportunity of existing in our oceans, since so little of them have been explored. I used to say let's completely explore Earth's oceans before going off planet, but after seeing some of the artifacts on Mars, I am more in a hurry for us to get explorers to the Red Planet. Did you know one investigator claims there were things hidden in the NASA photos of our moon? One was a field of mechanical parts and a robot head. He claims he was able to bring it out on a NASA photo. This ties in with the fact the original NASA videos of the moon landing are no more. NASA claims the boxes of them were lost. What others are saying seem to be more to the point. They believe NASA hid those tapes because they were afraid new technology might bring hidden things into view. Investigators also report some ruins on the moon and the remains of glass domes which had been over craters. I am a believer in the fact there could have been other races or even humans on Earth before us. When the age of the Earth is considered, this could be quite possible, and if there were, they may have been more advanced than us at some point. There is a possibility, no matter how remote, they may have populated Mars also, and since Mars is not as dynamic as the Earth, some artifacts will remain on the surface far longer than they would here. Wouldn't it be something if we were exploring Mars and found the race which populated it was us, and we were also on Earth at some time? There is also a chance if we find artifacts which exist on a certain planet or moon, they may have come from somewhere else. There is a chance that one or both of these bodies was used as an alien base at one time, and what we thought were indications of intelligent indigenous life might have been life which was alien to a particular world where it was found. There are those who believe humans at one time were far more advanced than we are now. They believe we spread out in our solar system and maybe further out, and left the remains of bases in different parts of the solar system. So why did they leave if this was true? They could have been defeated in a war by an even more advanced race, and we could have been bombed back to a prior stone age. There is a possibility we might get into human space exploration and come across ancient human ancestors who were untouched by a war and thrived. There have been persistent reports of a race of extraterrestrials which looks like us, which we call the Nordics. They are said to be tall and mostly blonde. It has also been reported by a former army veteran he was stationed on a base they occupied. I don't know if they are exactly like us internally or not. He said they were with their family units on the base, and from the description their children look and act just like our children. Many descriptions of different aliens seem to indicate most of the ones which are flying UAPs and have come here seem to have one thing in common. That is, they have a body with two arms, two legs, and a head, even when they look nothing like us. There are exceptions, however, such as the Mantas people, so named because they look like a praying mantas. Another thing we might find are artificial planets or even artificial moons and dwarf planets. While this would seem impossible to us to create, an advanced civilization may have been able to do it. There are ideas what might look like a rogue planet or moon, sailing through space, might be the home for billions of beings, and this could be some sort of space world where the entire population of a world travels from one place to another and lives inside it. Lastly, we could find what we think are some sort of fish in an alien ocean, and it could be intelligent. We shouldn't judge it just because it looks like something familiar to us. We are going to have to be very careful in our estimation of all living alien creatures we find, and keep an open mind.